Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-Listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-Listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-Listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
If I am you, and you are me, then let's explore the unity. The harmony never conceived before. So sure, doors closed, now bulldozed by possibility. My reality reordered by divine order that transcends, ascends who and what I used to be. A mere vessel of personality. Too small to contain, too small to restrain. A content too infinite to define. Too magnificent to confine, too perfect to refine, too precious not to align with the truth of my being. Now seeing with fresh new eyes, the lies no longer capturing my attention, a new comprehension of a dimension of purity that opens my heart to our unity. If I am you, and you are me, then where is the unity, the responsibility to dare to care for one another? No cover can camouflage our connection. The detection defies rejection. No objection can force my defection, no more dejection of what I know to be true. You are me, and I am you. A truth so simply true that it escapes our imagination, our affirmation, our determination to live like we know what we know. No more spiritual amnesia. A seizure that has us convulsing with the pulse of the world at
her feet so steady that it makes us wonder if we are ready to step to the drummer inside. Step on with the rhythm that says that we are marching together, and whether fair or foul, through sunshine and storms, causation and forms, we acknowledge each other's existence, no longer pretending like I don't see you. 2 inches from me in the elevator. Standing next to me in the grocery line. No longer acting like what happens to you and your family bears no reality on my health and well-being. Now decreeing that our interconnectedness creates a nest in my heart that hatches a love that remains no matter the strains on our relationship. I don't have to like you to love you. And I am the people that I don't like. And with enough foresight, I'll grow to love the you that's me. And even if it's hindsight, it still guides my vision, informs my decision to stay open and concerned when I've been burned or returned to someplace I couldn't forgive before. Yet the doors, once closed, are bulldozed into possibility, reordering my reality with an order so divine that all I can do is shine. Remind myself of our unity, born out of our divinity, which only needs an opportunity to just be. Be what? Be everything, especially one with you. If I am you, okay, and you are me, then where is the unity? The sense of urgency that says that our fate, intertwined by divine design, can't wait until I am ready to do what I ought. My heart caught in a thicket of indifference. Can't wait to feel what I should or release what I could have done. Condemnation and separation. Our liberation is in the revelation that I am you and you are me, and that together we are one people. I won't forget that you are not a threat to my being who I am meant to be. You cannot hinder my authenticity. If I am you, harmony, the dignity, respect, resting on my tongue, ready to bless you, caress you in compassion and understanding, respect, nestling in my psychic space, ready to embrace our dance of differences, amalgamations of cultures and traditions, an exhibition of beauty in diversity, a prohibition of envy and adversity, a unity beyond conformity to the status quo that has to go, for it fails to know that true power is in our unity. No longer judging by appearances, our experiences, expectations or demarcations, duality and abnormality, whose fruit we no longer consume as we resume our identity as sisters and brothers of the earth, birthed with the same breath of life, the nefesh still fresh within us. on his cross, then surely I can toss aside my pride. No longer hide my light under a bushel to keep you from my radiance. This mania of playing judge and jury causing so much fury, digging ourselves in a hole, taking a toll, putting an immoral mortgage on our souls, the debt of which we can no longer pass on to our children to pay. So, stay a while in my presence so I can feel your essence, limbs on the same tree of life.
You,
my life, your life, mirrors of the one, like the sun that must be in its own rays. Let our days be numbered, not by moments or years, not in laughter or tears, triumphs or fears. Let our legacy be our unity, left behind for all to see, a legacy of unity. Alive, available today for all to be.
Invitation from the infinite. Invitation from the source for you to be resourced to recognize and recognize the unity. If I am you and you are me, where is the unity? Reverend Deborah Johnson, I'm so excited. Life is good. I got a big smile on my face. Okay. I just had to drink that in for a minute. Yes, that was Reverend Deborah Johnson, of course. And if you didn't know, now you know. On Valerie Joy's CD, and the title of that track, Spoken Word, is Unity. Valerie Joy, ValerieJOI.com. It's where you can find out more about Valerie's work. And DeborahJohnson.org is where you can find out about Reverend D's work. And she's going to be here on LifeConversationsRadio.com. So you better make sure you're here.com. But if you're listening, you're here. So keep it moving.com. That's what we do over here. I know some of you are new. It's okay. Calm down. It's all right. If you're not ready to be playful, if you're not ready to just unwind, and you're a little bit on the, let's just say hard side. We may rub you the wrong way. That's the disclaimer brought to you by the founder of Life Conversations Radio. Now, let's start the show. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when the change is inspired, you can't help but make a difference. Because once truth touches your consciousness, you'll never be the same. So when you know better, you do better. When you learn something new and you don't put it into action, that truth, that new awareness will kick your tush. Oh, my God. It will just be kicking you left, right, and center. I know I'm supposed to be more, but bam, get hit again. So be careful what you're listening to. Because you're going to make a difference. Whatever you're listening to will cause you to be different. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am is your host. That's right. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And Life Coach Ade is gently releasing and allowing and tuning in. So anything that I say that rub you the wrong way, no, let me rephrase it. Anything that comes out of Life Coach Ade's mouth, anything that rub you the wrong way, anything that makes you feel good and feel good about yourself, just take it to God, okay? I'm just a vessel. Yes, yes, yes. It's time for another conversation. A conversation around truth you can use. We're inviting you to drink in, to stand for, to be in alignment with the sacred yes. No, yes, but, or yes, and no, it's the sacred yes. You don't even know how or what's going to look like. Just say yes, because your life depends on it. And I know a lot of people who said yes, and they're like, shoot, I didn't know all of this was going to happen. Hello? All the stuff that was blocking your blessings are now crumbling. Hold on. Yes, yes, yes. I welcome all of you on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you listening online as well, we appreciate you. And those of you listening on your mobile devices, thank you for tuning in. And, of course, those of you listening on the archive, we welcome you. And thank you. Thank you for being here. And, of course, we can't forget our Within Radio listeners. Thank you for being committed to your soul transformation. And I'm just all happy. Let me bring on Celeste because I don't know what else to say. I'm just happy. Ooh, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Reverend Deborah is going to be in the house. What's up? Hey, Celeste. We're Celeste. Hey, Celeste. I'm happy. I'm happy. Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you grateful? I'm grateful. But don't ask me and don't ever get me to do that in public. I love radio. I get to be real silly. You say what?
Are you going to pass that around in the studio?
I just did.
You're drinking, my gosh.
Oh, it's gone now. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. There's a little bit more at the bottom. Wait. It's good. Okay, sorry,
we
I don't have any more for
you. Well, hopefully we have our own, you know, happy-making magic machines within us. So we just come here to get a fill-up, you know, a tune.
That's right. Mm-hmm. To activate the truth in you. How is my friend doing today?
Your friend is great. There is very little humidity in Washington, D.C. I try not to let the weather decide how I'm going to feel, but there is some days when I'm just like, But today I can breathe and I'm enjoying it.
Are you trying to tell me you're like Chrissy Chula? It is hot as...
Oh, my goodness. Well... If you keep up with that young lady, she also has some funny things about saying stay connected with your neighbors. Home life coach today. And
yes,
by the way, speaking of neighbors, we have some beautiful people who have joined us. You know, we don't shout out on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show.
No, we don't do shout-outs. I really wish we could do shout-outs, but we just don't. I mean, I think maybe we need to talk about it, do shout-outs.
No, we love out. So I'm going to love out Donna D real quick. Yeah,
okay, that's
Donna's in the house. Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya, always holding it down. And a very beautiful Tamara Joy. And we have some listeners disguised as guests. And believe I see Awakening Heart over there, too. So all these people getting ready to tap into
Awakening Heart
Johnson.
Reminding us that we're all awake. Is that what you're trying to say? See, we all evolved. We all enlightened.
Show yesterday about the responsibility of awakening. Powerful, powerful words.
Oh, who was the host? I wasn't there. I missed that show.
I Am Presence was there.
My I Am Presence knows how to show out now. Boy, I have to grow because my I Am Presence was showing out. I'm like, okay, I can't live up to that standard. Like, you better. So...
You're so funny. Oh, my goodness. Let me get to your announcements.
Get to the announcement. We got stuff to do.
Yes, we do. Getting ready for your spiritual midwife to join us. And midwife, the best in all of us today. That is what the name of the game is. I'm ready to feel. I'm ready to deal. And I'm so ready to heal.
Wait. That's not for punks now. You can't just say you're ready to do it because that's some real work now. So I'm just saying. She ain't ready to feel it, Jill. Don't do it.
I'm ready. Okay. I am so ready for this transformation that is going to occur on the air. And I'm blessing every single person who hears it, because you're going to get knocked out today in a good way.
Stop it, Celeste. Go do the announcement. Don't stop me off, because you know what I'm thinking.
I know.
Flip out. All right, do the announcement, girl.
I'm going to do it right now. Hello, beautiful family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss them live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day and our wonderful guest, Reverend Deborah Johnson, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure that you press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button. Fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celeste Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the spiritual weather report for the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of July is Love is Freedom. And we have wonderful guests lined up who are going to help you shift one conversation at a time. On Monday, Mukti Emily Diane Gunter, founder of the Rites of Passage Youth Empowerment Foundation and international facilitator, is rejoining Life Coach Today to share about Super Learning 3000, Learning Made Simple. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Cicera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And if you can't get enough of Life Coach a Day, he will be your special guest on this Thursday. You definitely want to check out that conversation. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach a Day on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach a Day drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back life coach today.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
Life coach today?
Yes.
May I tell you something?
Only if you promise other people won't listen to our conversation.
Okay. I created an invisible bubble. I just want you to know that I have two hands as your co-producer and your friend.
You have to, what?
I have two hands, buddy, and two eyes to read.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. You know. Wow. Yeah, I really think he thinks I'm Superwoman family. And I want to also say hello to Ba Dori Ayana. Hopefully I'm saying her name right. And Zoe Peacemaker just joined us as well. I'm loving out to them. We don't shout out.
Don't do a shout out. Turn that page now, literally.
So, all right, my friend.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right. Reverend Deborah's not here yet, but I think that's good. I'm twiddling my fingers, but I think I'll be fine. But don't go too far, okay? Stick around.
Hey,
stay a while.
You are the host with the mostest, man. You got this.
Oh, I forgot. Thank you for knocking me back to reality. I got this. Let's do it.
Come on. I'm hanging out. Let's go.
All right, so let's thank you very much. You are listening to the crazy show known as the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. Yes, we're here to activate the truth in you, to remind you to just relax, play, laugh a little. It's not that deep. You know? It's not deep. Because all of us are not going to get out of this thing called life alive. You were never born and you never die, but you're going to leave your body, okay? So no matter what you do, no matter how great you are, how spiritual you are, you know, it's actually better when you're just childlike and let people call you crazy, weird, nuts. Yeah, go ahead. Let them call you that, because it's the crazy folks that change the world, you know? They're the one that are bold enough to say the things that everybody else is thinking. And they go, oh, my God, did you just say that? Did you just hear me say it? The number is 347-426-3346, Announcements. I got something here for you as well. Most of you that are listening would know that Reverend Deborah facilitates a teleseries, and there's another one coming up August. I'm getting people knock on my studio door. What you want? Try and do a show. All right. Thank you. As I was saying, sorry for this. I'm just filling myself. You know, what would I do without you, the show? Get my attention all the time, because I never know where I'm going to end up. Anyway, Reverend Deborah's facilitating a teleseries. This is the third one, actually. And this one is the Sacred Yes Teleseries. This one is focused on creating the beloved community. And if there ever was a time to do that, the time is now. If you go to Reverend Deborah's website address, you can find out more information. Go to deborahjohnson.org/appearances. Or just go to deborahjohnson.org and then click appearances, I think. I double-check that. And then you see it. You see the information and the dates and all the other things that you need to know. Ooh, this is a good topic. Conflict resolution. Oh, my God. Talk about timing. Some people are getting addicted by conflict right now. Yes, Reverend Deborah will be joining us real soon in about, 25 minutes-ish. And we'll continue the conversation. And for those of you who listen regularly, I've been promising to play a clip on channeling, right? But every time, well, since the last 2 weeks or so, we've been running out of time. Every time we run out of time. So we have to plan it for another time. I'm going to play that after we take a break. And for those of you who are interested in channeling or really connecting, who is a group of non-physical beings channeled through Terra Sonora, tells us what we can do, how to create a space for you to channel. And, you know, we're always channeling. We're just different levels. So but there's something about being able to tap into information in a deeper realm. Let's just put it like that. Yes. If you have any questions or comments, send it in now. Call in now. You can post the questions on the fan pages, like pages. Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page. Whew, that's a long name. Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page or the Life Conversations Radio like fan page. You can post your questions on there. Or you can simply just call in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And if you have any questions, if there's something that you're moving through, you're dealing with, you want to, you know, you've been wanting to ask somebody who can help you see a broader perspective, someone who can give you truth you can use, I suggest you call in early because I got questions that I want to ask Reverend Deborah, and I'm going to ask all my questions because this is my show. So if you want, if you've got questions for Reverend Deborah now, you better call in. Thank you. Donna, you better blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again. Donna, behave yourself. No distractions. We're going to take a quick break and then come back with the conversation about channeling. And then after that, we'll do the celestial moment. I've got to rephrase it. We're going to do the conversation with channeling. And we all get the information we need. And then we're going to do celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. Well, she does something that I can't remember right now because I'm doing too much. Okay, I'll stop. Let's take a break.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the celestial moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, for more information, send an email to radio at lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio at lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Don't stand for it. Don't let it happen. And if it's happening, you be the change. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I want to welcome all of you that are listening. Tanya, welcome, welcome. Sweet Tea from D.C. Donna is in the house. Fedori is in the house. The priestess is in the house. Silent listeners, this guy's the guest. Joyful Tamara Joy, my brother Zoe. Welcome, welcome. Thank you all. All of you that are listening on the archive, live, within radio listeners, we appreciate you. Yes, Rev, as I said, if you're just joining us, Reverend Deborah will be here in about countdown. Let the countdown begin in about 25 minutes earlier. Yeah, so around 12:55, 1 o'clock, and we are going to go deep into the conversation about feel, deal, and heal. If you don't want to feel it, good luck with your healing. And when you feel it, you got to deal with it. And when you deal with it, you can't help but be whole. Be who you is. That's right. That's not demonics. That's spiritual truth. I am who I am is. So, I've been promising for regular listeners, this conversation of channeling, being able to go deep down. And I've played some of the clips before, but this is the last one that I've been promising. And this is a conversation I had with one, a group of non-physical beings, about channeling. And I had my own personal question there, but you hear it, and I'm going to expand on it. And to find out more about one, the group of non-physical beings channeled through Terra Sonora, go to, what is it? Centerofoneness.com. Centerofoneness.com. And here's my conversation with one, the one. We'll be back.
How do non-physical beings choose who they channel through?
Oh, it is a contract made even before the person is born. So it is discussed at length prior to the physical incarnation as to the timing when the spirits will come in and the type of channeling and work that is meant to be done is usually as a cooperative agreement between the human and the angelic realm in the vein of serving humanity. Mm. And in the case of Tara, she devoted her life to being in service to humanity in this lifetime. Therefore, it opened the portal, so to speak, for us to come and be in service to humanity with her.
Okay, so I'm going to tie this last question together. It's more of a personal question because channeling, and when I say channeling, I'm really talking about conscious channeling, because I feel like through my work, I feel like I tune into streams of consciousness sometimes. I literally hear what's about to come out my mouth. But okay. I do desire a conscious channeling, like Tara at the beginning was saying, okay, I'm going in, and she was giving us a step-by-step, and suddenly you guys, not that you came out, because you're always everywhere, but you appeared, let's put it that way. And there's some channels who would say anybody can do it. So personally, is it something I should be pursuing? I still have a desire to do it, a real strong desire, really. Because I actually did some exercise and I'm a little bit disappointed that nothing happened. So I want to just hear your thoughts around that, personal questions about channeling for myself.
Yes, indeed, we do feel that you should pursue channeling as an experience in life to learn from, to grow from, and to utilize in service to others. It is interesting that, yes, there are some channelers who say, oh, anyone can learn, but that's actually not true. If one is not of a loving consciousness, inherently of loving consciousness, then you cannot channel loving consciousness beings. One has to be of, you know, at least some degree of similar vibrational frequency to channel beings of light. Those so-called lower vibrational humans may channel only lower astral entities, which may be random dead people. This is why some mediums are not necessarily of a high vibrational consciousness if they're only channeling, you know, fourth dimensional random deceased ones. But yet there are fifth dimensional deceased ones that embody loving consciousness that can come through those mediums as well. But it tends to be like attracts like, in the sense of your foundational frequency that you emanate will draw forth beings of light that emanate at those frequencies. So on the lower end of the spectrum, let's say that someone is an alcoholic and they're drinking and they're always in those drunken states of consciousness, they're only going to get to fourth dimensional beings, because fourth dimension, there is no requirement of being in loving consciousness to only be in fourth dimension. But as one becomes loving in loving consciousness, one is then accessible to the fifth dimensional realms, which is a realm of love. And any spirit guides or angels that are of fifth dimensional consciousness or higher are typically very loving beings to work with. Of course, you know, there's beings of light from every dimension and every realm, and it's always good to know, what are you calling forth? What are you invoking? What are you allowing to come and blend with you? And ideally, you want to work with the highest and most loving beings of light and do some inquiry to perhaps get the names of your angels and spirit guides so that you can communicate with them directly and get to know, what is their energy signature? What is their frequency? What's their wavelength? You know, what do they sound like when they talk to you in your head? What do they feel like when they come near to you? You know, these are things in your self-examination when you're meditating to just be aware. How are you perceiving these beings? Because you probably can't channel beings that you can't even perceive.
Right.
So there's got to be some level of perception and perceiving that these beings are present with you. Mm-hmm. So then how do you engage with them? Are you like, oh, hello, angel, how are you today? You know?
Nice to see you. I got to go.
Yes. And it's a cooperative process of interacting with the beings of light. You know, doesn't happen in a vacuum. You've got to develop relationships with your angels and spirit guides, ideally, because that's how you develop trust. You know, we don't recommend that you just open up to channel any old soul who comes to you. You've got to set some pre-qualifications to set your guidelines and parameters high. Call in the presence of God. Call in all the high beings, as Tara does, to set the field of love and light so high, to set the frequencies high so that loving beings come to you, and that you not get messed with just random dead folks who want to create a little chaos just for the fun of it, you know?
Right, right. So how close am I in my development, and is there any personal prescription you would, spiritual prescription you can suggest?
Yes, well, you are clearly of fifth dimensional loving consciousness, dear one. So those portals to those dimensions are open to you. To go into meditation with a loving heart and love in your heart for self, love of God, love of angels and guides, love of the beauty of life will open you to those beatific states where you can harmonize with the frequencies of loving beings and just engage with them, just chat with them, and just be all right with letting it be your active creative imagination that may be initializing some of the communication. Mm. In other words, you start by imagining, well, if I was talking to my angels, what would I want to say to them? And if my angels were talking to me, what would they be saying back to me? And that's really engaging the soul mind, the higher mind, to open the floodgates of true communication to flow.
Mm.
So it's like you've got to fake it till you make it sometimes, right?
But it's right.
But it's going in with full integrity that, not that you're trying to fool anyone, you know.
Right.
You're not saying, oh, I'm channeling my angel now, when you're really not, you know. You don't do that.
Right. I've got a name for you. okay.
Just be in your integrity with it and share what you're really feeling and perceiving. It's also good to get a channeling buddy. You know, it's always harder by yourself because then it's just you talking to you and it's not as validating, you know. It's hard to get validation when you're channeling by yourself for yourself. It's always better to get a channeling buddy, someone where you can practice with, practice giving messages to each other. And that's where true progress happens in developing channeling skills. The progress really happens when you're teamed up and you channel for someone. Because then you get your own ego out of the way. Then you can move into the altruistic being of service to God and humanity and really be in service. And that gets the mind out of the way. And it's like the soul tries harder when you're trying to impress someone or help someone, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I get it. I understand.
But if it's for yourself, by yourself, you don't hold yourself to as high a standard as you do if you're trying to do it for someone.
Yes, indeed.
Why is it that humans accept a lower standard for themselves than they do in giving to another?
Whoa, that's a question. Oh, God. Why is that? I'm curious to actually know that because it's really true. Sometimes we're more compassionate to others than we are to ourselves.
Yes, it is a symptom of lack of self-love or not as high a level of self-love as one could have.
Mm.
You know, it is a process that, you know, humans are very compromising with themselves and often willing to settle for less because sometimes they've been trained since childhood to accept less than what they deserve.
Mm.
So sometimes it's not your fault at all if you've had training by your parents that you don't deserve what you deserve. And it's often a product of errant programming since childhood. But more and more people, as they're awakening and becoming conscious and loving, and they start to transcend that and start to increase their sense of self-value and self-worth and begin treating themselves with more love, respect, and kindness. So we're hopeful for that evolution in humanity.
Yes, yes. I am eternally grateful for your time, for your wisdom, for answering my questions. And to say thank you seems like a water that, I mean, it doesn't even convey what I feel. I'm just in total gratitude for your assistance and just for who you're being through terror for humanity. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, dear one. It has been a great pleasure to share our love and our truth with you. And we hope it has brought some aha moments for those
yes.
who are listening and some recognition of truth within themselves.
Mm.
We only wish to help awaken and to inspire, to help our beloveds to truly come into their highest potentialities. And trust yourself, Ade, you are on your way to meeting your highest potentials. And there's really nothing in your way. Please remember that, dear one. There's nothing in your way.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. I needed
then
to hear
shall
that.
Shall we let Sarah return to her body
yes.
now?
Yes, please. Yes,
all
please.
Right,
thank
then.
You, one.
Well,
until next
we would
time.
Say for now, it has been a great pleasure. And
yes.
until we speak again, we send you our deepest love and blessings through all time. We are one. Good day.
We are one, one in the spirit, one in consciousness. And no matter what the question is, the answer is always love. Love, love, and more love. That was a conversation I had with one, a group of non-physical beings, known as one, channeled through Terra Sonora. To find out more information about Terra Sonora and all that she does and doing, go to centerofoneness.com, centerofoneness.com. And we also did a two-part show, actually, with because that was just the last end of the conversation, where one talked about suffering. They talked about death. They talked about angels and more suffering and what is God. So I don't remember the date. Celeste will probably tell me. Well, if I ask her, she will. Okay, rather than just. So, Celeste, if you've got those dates, if anybody needs to want to listen to that conversation. But don't worry about that now, Celeste, because in a few minutes, I just put you to work, don't I? So don't worry about those dates. If anybody wants to know, they can ask in the chat room, on the fan pages, or call, or whatever. And then we can give you those the dates. I'm getting excited. It's almost time to have a conversation with Reverend Deborah Johnson. We are talking about Feel, Deal, and Heal. The theme for the month is Love is Freedom. True love is freedom. When you know love, you will know freedom. When you know freedom, you will know God. When you know God, you will know yourself. When you know yourself, you know love. I think, Celeste, you ready for Celestial Moment? I think it's time because we want to do that. So when Reverend D comes on, we'll just take it all the way because we show ends today at 2 p.m. So I want to make sure we get everything. We want to squeeze all the truth out of Reverend D so we can make room for more. Yes, she is the author of The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite and Your Deepest Intent. If you don't have a copy, what's wrong with you? Go get one. And also, you can get it at as an audiobook. I have the hard copy, and I have an audiobook. And sometimes I just listen to it on my phone, and truth is yummy. It's exciting. It's inspiring. It's intoxicating, especially when we apply it. Celeste, let me know. You ready for a Celestial Moment so we can bring you on and we can do that? I don't know which part. Let's see. I'm just going to come to you. If you're not ready, that's on you, because when you work with me, you better be ready. You better stay ready. Okay. Oh, yes. She said yes. I feel like there's something else I need to tell the listeners. Is there anything I need to say, Celeste? I don't know. Well, but if it is, something. I keep thinking it's like I hear it, but, well, I don't know if I hear it. It's like I feel there's something I need to say, but I don't know what it is. Hold on 1 second. Let me breathe in.
Mm-hmm.
I heard all is well right now. Okay, so.
Excellent.
What you got? Are you ready for Celestial Moment?
Of course I am.
Sorry. Celeste, hold on. Let's start over again. I am just so high. I'm throwing questions at you, and you're just like, okay, I got it. Okay. So let me start over again. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm great, life coach, today. Having a very good time listening to you.
Good, good, good. So what do you have for us today?
Well, part one of your conversation with Terra Sonora, channeling one, was on June 18th, 2013. That was a Tuesday. Oh. And people can find that on iTunes and other places. You can Google it and it'll come up. And I believe you did part two on the 19th, which would have been a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
June 19th. And I love that we're talking about one, because that's the energy of the day. So we're all in flow. Don't you love it?
I mean, God is the bomb. You know, God's like, I got this, boo. You just do what you got to do. I'm always on time. See, I've been tripping about keep changing the day when I was going to play. Like, oh, we ran out of time. So all is well. Let's do some Celestial Moment with Celeste. Now, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Go ahead, Celeste, do ya?
It's my pleasure. And I see that, you know, saying hey to Glenda, loving out to her.
who just joined us. I love it. Everybody's coming home, Life Coach Day. So, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals one. The number one is about fresh starts and new beginnings. You get to start all over again. The number one is ruled by the sun. Our first energy center is the root chakra. It is our foundation. It connects us to our basic survival needs and sense of belonging. This brings us to the number one card in tarot, the magician, the cool superhero of tarot, who assures us that we have all we need in our life journey. The first letter in the alphabet is A, and words like abracadabra, available, and assistant connect us to the magical power of number one. Now today, for a special treat, we are going to put the spotlight on the buffalo of the medicine card. Its number is not one. It's actually 19. And by the way, the sun in tarot is also the number 19. Interesting connection. So when we add 1 plus 9, we get 10. And when we add 1 plus 0, we find a 1. So here we go. Buffalo, you bring us the gift of life. Hear our prayers, smoke rising like phoenix. We are reborn within the sacred words. The gift of the buffalo is prayer and abundance. Living a life with the fullness of appreciation provides more gifts for recognizing and receiving blessings as we walk the earth. Awareness blooms with our deep connections with the universe, and we embrace the depth of beauty all around us. We can see it, feel it, hear it, smell it, and taste it. We become one with the one by bringing our light to the dark places, and then we are exercising buffalo power. It will rise up in us. Feel the glow as we radiate from inside out with an inner knowing that no one can take away anything without our permission. We are moving with solar energy, becoming ambassadors of the light. Let's honor our path and the path of our brothers and sisters with gratitude and tap into our authentic strength, attracting and allowing love instead of repelling it. Then we transform the landscape when we become one, united in spirit. All is well. And that's the story of one through the buffalo and medicine cards. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. I always appreciate your Celestial Moment. I don't know why I do this, but I can't stop it. You just kind of infect me like that. For the power of one.
I love it. It's my pleasure. Please give Reverend Deborah a big hug for me when she comes on, okay?
No, I'm gonna get you to do it yourself. Don't be giving me work to do as if I don't have. No, I'm gonna. You're gonna do it yourself. So.
Okay. Are we gonna do it?
Reverend Deborah, yes? Here. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And this is Destiny Muhammad, Harpist from the Hood. This song, that is. And it's called Grace. Yes, the one consciousness is reminding us to don't go a day without the one consciousness, to recognize our unity, our connection, to recognize who we are. We're going to take a break and then come back. When we come back, Reverend Deborah Johnson will be here. Are you ready to feel, deal, and heal? Are you ready to look at your mess so you can catch the message? The time is now. And once you embrace the message of your mess, you become a messenger of love, a messenger of truth. Why? Because it's about living your best life. You're here to do amazing things, and the world is waiting for you. As a matter of fact, you're waiting for you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many chips in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, my brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And my spiritual midwife is in the house, so I better behave myself. I got to behave. Let me tell you a little bit about her, because there's so much she's done that you can't even capture on a website, on a paper. And if we try and talk about her life, we've got to be a documentary in part one, part two, part three, and there's more. But I'm going to read a little bit about her, and I'm excited. If you've got any questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Reverend Deborah L. Johnson is the founding minister and president of the Inner Light Ministries, an omni-faith outreach ministry dedicated to teaching the practical application of universal spiritual principles to all of life's circumstances. She is also the founder and the president of the Motivational Institute, an organizational development consulting firm specializing in cultural diversity, slow it down, serving the public, private, and non-profit sectors. There we go. A lifelong social justice activist, Reverend Deborah is a successful co-litigant in two landmark cases in California. One set precedent for the inclusion of sexual orientation in the state civil rights bill. The other defeated the challenge to legalize domestic partnership. Don't mess with Reverend D. You ain't going to win unless you're in alignment with truth. She holds a vision of oneness beyond creed and doctrine and feels particularly called to heal the sense of separation between those adhering to conservative and progressive ideologies. Reverend, oh, what happened just now? My computer's playing tricks on me. We ain't got time for that. Reverend Deborah is the author of The Sacred Yes and Your Deepest Intent of the Letters from the Infinite series. She's also an original Vision Corps member of the Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, founded by her spiritual mentor, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. And there's so much more. There's so much more. But today we want to talk about Feel, Deal, and Heal. And she's in the house. I always say it doesn't matter what you talk to Reverend Deborah about with. You talk to her about water, air, you're going to be inspired. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my spiritual midwife, Reverend Deborah Johnson. Hello, Reverend Deborah. How are you doing?
Hello. I am doing fabulously well. And as always, I am so pleased to be on your program and love and appreciate the work that you do in the world. Our motto at my ministry here is take this consciousness and multiply it. And you are certainly
right.
doing your share of that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I was thinking this morning that I'm so grateful how life works out, because after the hearing of the Trayvon Martin case, I thought, who do I want to talk to? Yeah, Reverend Deborah, I want to hear what she has to say. And I forgot that we actually had you coming this month. It was like, well, of course, it was about 2 weeks ago or so. And I just realized, wow, this is just so divine. So it's a perfect time for you to be here to support us in feeling and dealing and healing. Because sometimes we want to bypass the feeling it or dealing with it. We just want to go to hold it. But anyway, let me not bypass my process. Let me just slow down. And I want to ask you, I ask this question, and I'm always going to ask you every time you come here, because I believe every moment is new. We're always rediscovering, recovering who we are. So my question to you is, who are you? Who is Reverend Deborah L. Johnson?
Well, I'm going to have to reframe the question. Sorry.
That's okay. I trust your judgment.
Reverend Deborah L. Johnson is a personality. She's a character. And I'm more than happy to tell you about who she is. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm quite worthy yet to be Reverend Deborah L. Johnson, because she has such a big calling on her life, the sort of smaller personality of me. But the vision that God puts in front of me of who she is always calls me up. But beyond that, the real me is a nameless me, which is part of the reason why some of the Semitic languages, if they're trying to write the word God, for example, they won't write G-O-D. They'll write G, like hyphen D or something like that, to explain that the infinite can never be described by the finite, that the moment that you try to use finite terms, you condense something and misses majesty. So the real me, the big spiritual me that is transcendent of Reverend Deborah Johnson, is like that. The answer to that question is a whole nother answer. But Reverend Deborah L. Johnson is a person that walks among all of us. She's a prophet, a poet, a preacher. She has a deep compassion for human beings and the planet and spirit and the sense of the interdependence of all of that, and really feels called to be here to help all of us get just how interconnected we are. And with that new paradigm, would outspring a whole new world. All of our constructs, our systems and protocols, from politics to economics and all that, would profoundly shift if they were anchored in the truth of the oneness of everything. So I'm about the recalibration and the realignment of that. But of course, it has to start with us individually. So Reverend Deborah, or Rev D, as I and she's oftenly referred to, is, you know, ultimately about that. But it ain't for the faint-hearted, baby. It is not. The places of love and forgiveness and transcendence and resilience and fortitude, humility, surrender, the things that it takes is not for the faint-hearted, but definitely worth it. Like birthing a child. That ain't for the faint-hearted. That process of labor, that ain't no joke. And yet there's billions of us on the planet and have been for eons. So somewhere the trauma's worth it.
This is why I love you. You know, oh, God. Whew. Okay, I'm going to pull it together. I just love you. Cause, you just have a way, I'm sure others can relate to this, you just have a way of touching people's heart. Because when you talk about the persona, the character, and God, this morning I just said out loud, I said, gosh, my life is so interesting. Because sometimes there's a struggle between what happens through me when I show up, and there's almost like there's this other Adame. Like, the feeling's like, I'm clueless. And who is this guy that people are talking about? Who is this guy that sometimes feels so sure about these truths and supporting the best parts of my life, where I just feel like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, okay, God, are you sure about this? And I've literally said out loud, my life is interesting. I can't, you know, I try to explain my life, but in my head I'm thinking, I don't know. And just everything you shared, just kind of, it's like a answer to my conversation with God. Mm-hmm. And just saying, it's okay, just as it is.
And it has to be, and it has to be this way. If it were anything other than this, you'd be in deep danger. Beware of the people who perceive themselves to be infallible. Beware of the ones that think that they have it all together, or are holding themselves up as the standard of how everything ought to be. There's a self-reflection that's healthy, the way that we keep our ego in check, the way that we keep, just like Jesus did. You know, he says, why are you calling me good? You know, it's not me. It's the Father within that does the work. I mean, even Jesus is reported in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, we are familiar with that phrase, not my will but thine be done. But people often forget what the first part of the sentence was. You know, the first part of the sentence was, if this bitter cup could pass from my lips, is the way that it's been interpreted in the King James Version. And, you know, whether you believe it is literally true or whether you believe it is a Christ consciousness archetype, really doesn't make that much difference. You know, the point is that the not my will but thine be done, mm-hmm, is that effort of that surrender where you are acknowledging the fact that if you could have it another way, you would. But you're trusting yes, some kind of universal process and surrendering your own individual will in order to have something else. You know, your theme this month, that love is freedom. And, you know, we can talk a lot about love, but just that concept of freedom, as a social justice activist and a professional in that, as well as having, you know, the spiritual community here that I'm the spiritual direct founder and spiritual director of, about 2,500 people who locate in Santa Cruz, the community's bigger than California. But I've also had my own consulting firm, organizational development, specializing in cultural diversity since 88. This is my 25-year anniversary in August. Yeah. And it's been phenomenal. And one of the things that I've noted through the years is the different approaches to freedom that people who have perceived themselves and experienced themselves as more, quote-unquote, oppressed tend to think of freedom from the framework of freedom from. There are things that they're trying to get away from. People who have a little bit more sense of entitlement or privilege or perhaps even just vision of possibility think of freedom from the context of freedom to. And the difference of that framing is really incredible as far as the focus of your attention goes and what do you think the work is ahead of you to be free from something versus to be free to. The way my mentor Beckwith, I think, would have characterized this as the pain pushes until vision pulls. And somewhere or another, that shift of that place of the surrender of the not my will but thine be done, if this bitter cup could pass, somewhere it shifts from being freedom from to recognizing that if I surrender to this plan, if I follow these inner callings, I'm going to be free to do something. From where I'm sitting, I don't even know what that is. And most of us won't surrender or won't say yes until we know what that is we're saying yes to. But you won't see it until you surrender. It's like you can't learn to swim from the shore. You can read about it. You can watch other people do it. You can look at a million videos. But until you get your butt in the water and wet and flailing around in there a little bit, you will never learn how to swim. Mm. Mm. And most of us are hanging out there trying to be free from stuff. You know, God, save me from this, save me from that, save me from that. But it's like, no, I want to be free to do your perfect will for me.
Yeah, I'm so glad I wrote my questions down because, you know, it's because you, I get it, I hear it. You know, as you're talking, I thought of, you reminded me of an experience I had last week and in my prayer meditation space. And I said, thy will be done. And as I said it, I sank into it, and suddenly this fear came upon me. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. If I'm saying thy will be done, what does that really look like? And I have to observe myself. It's like, oh, so you still have some attachment going on here. And I got caught up more in my, you know, at first I said thy will be done, and the fear that came out, it's like, okay, hold on a minute, but what's that going to look like? You know, if I totally surrender, what is that going to look like? What would I be able to handle it, deal with it? What if something happens that I can't handle? And that's part of what you're speaking to. And I would like you to speak more on that, because in the whole idea of the sacred yes is that I've heard people say things like, you know, I said the sacred yes and all the things that happened, and things is just like crazy stuff happening. I didn't know about this. And can you just speak more on the, you know, thy will be done, expressing the sacred yes in the front end?
Yeah. It starts with a fundamental understanding. I think it was Einstein who said the most fundamental question that is before anyone ever is, is it a friendly universe?
Yes.
Because that perception of whether or not it's a friendly universe or not makes all the difference in the world. Mm. I'm going to step back for just a second. and say that, unfortunately, part of what we have inherited here in the United States is the legacy of the Roman Empire, of the, sometimes it's referred to as Greco-Roman or Roman-Greco time period. You know, we're part of the vast colonization that happened around the world. And with that, the version of Christianity that went hand in hand with the political powers that enabled the colonization. And I really am getting to a point, I promise. The popular assumption is that the Catholic Church was the first Christian church. That is historically inaccurate. The first Christian church was the Greek Orthodox Church. The Roman Catholic Church didn't start till about 300 years after Jesus' ascension. The Emperor Constantine was converted to Christianity by the Greeks. The Romans occupied Greece and Jerusalem and all, you know, that whole Middle Eastern area, but they converted him. And then he did something to change the face of history forever. He deemed that Christianity be the religion of the entire Roman Empire. And he started a new Christian church halfway across the world, completely divorced from its roots, and then considered it so sacred that for the next 1,000 years, no common person was able to read any sacred text. Everything had to go through priests. So you go from a culture where, you know, every day, you know, Hebrews are reading their scripture. You have to do a bar mitzvah before you can, you know, be considered a man at 13. Everybody's rigorously involved in it and all, to this halfway around the world where you have to depend upon somebody else to tell you. There has to be this intermediary between you and God. And this lasted from 300 A.D. to 1300 A.D. 1,000 years, nobody in the Roman Empire was considered to have a direct connection with God. You'd be burned at the stake for even the thought of it. And what the Romans and the Greeks had in common was a very similar mythology, of warring gods in the sky or in the sea, and where human beings were a pawn on the chessboard of life. And the way that these warring gods proved their power was the extent to which they could manipulate human beings. The Christian God of Catholicism wound up being a composite character that essentially was Zeus, the sky god, the long white beard on the throne throwing down lightning bolts. And in this mythology, there are these warring gods. Even Lucifer, the saint, you know, the devil, originally from the mythology, started off in heaven. The devil, as we call, was an angel who challenged God, basically, and was thrown out. And anybody who thinks you can make it without God gets intimately familiar with this place called hell.
No, that's right.
So what happens for us is that we've grown up now, systemically, institutionally. It's become part of our paradigm. It's almost part of our sort of genetic DNA in the way that we here in the United States and those of us who've been part of this Roman Empire perceive God, where it's not a friendly universe. Where there's not just one God, there's these warring gods, there's this devil, and there's this God, and these two are duking it out with each other and trying to tempt me and mess my life up and whatnot, where we don't perceive ourselves as fundamentally one with God or one with nature. You know, the way that the Buddhists think of it, or the Taoist, or Yoruba, or almost any indigenous culture, without all this colonialistic BS, sort of relates to God as very personal and intimate, the Native American cultures, where there's this oneness. So part of this freak out that we have about this notion of surrender and will is that we believe that there's a God that's separate from us. Like there's a God out there that has some agenda, got some game going on, and we're just a pawn on the chessboard of life trying to protect ourselves from this hostile, non-benevolent God. And I'm taking all this time to say this, is that if we do not understand this and we just look at this like a personal flaw, like what's wrong with me and why don't I trust God, then we will be forever trapped in this. What's going to be necessary for us to really trust is to unpack this worldview that we have. It's going to be for us to step back and just challenge our whole perception of what God is in the first place and reorient ourselves to this notion that we're different, we're separate, and that God is manipulating us against our will. That God has some stuff for us to do that may hurt us or harm us, or, you know, it's stuff we don't want to do. It's out to get us and laughing at us and making life hard and tripping us up. And that's from a Roman Greco mythology that we have inherited. But it has absolutely nothing to do with the stillness that you feel in your heart when you just stop and breathe in the air, when you are awestruck by the sunset, when the perfume of the rose just intoxicates your senses, that when we get out of these mental constructs, hold a baby or a beloved, and allow ourselves to just be, it's a different world. And we're not panicking. And we're not afraid. And we're not worried. And in order for us to go to the place of surrender, we're going to have to commune more with that God. We're going to have to develop more of that kind of a relationship where we feel loved, where we feel integral, not superfluous or expendable, where we feel sacred and treasured. And it's that reorientation that's ultimately going to put us in a position where when we think of God, we're not thinking freedom from, but we're thinking freedom to be all that this magnificent essence has for us to be as part of its own self. The end.
For
I know
those
it was very long-winded.
No, it is perfect. It is perfect. You know, you speaking to my soul, I feel like I just got spiritually massaged, emotionally massaged, and, you know, it sets the foundation for feel, deal, and heal. And we don't always hear this perspective, the perspective that you bring. Because there was a little bit, I mean, I guess that's what, I probably didn't even spend too much time exploring the fear, that, but there was a little bit of judgment, like, wow, I thought I was beyond this, you know. I'm supposed to be beyond being afraid of the will of God, you know. But it was like, whoa, it's like it stuck up on me. And what you just shared now is just, like, listen, like you said before, one of the shows on Life Conversations Radio is, you are not your stuff. So right. For me, that was the way you're reminding us, like, it's just relax. It's okay. Let go of the judgment of yourself or low self-esteem. I don't love myself enough. Relax. There's more to the picture. Just so, and that's one of the things I love about you, because I didn't know this was going to be happening, but I'm glad, because I feel like it's just you and I, and you are answering questions that I didn't even know I asked or forgot I asked. And it's like, oh, my, I didn't know my heart was thirsting for what you're sharing. So, nah, just bring it on. So, okay, let's try and do a radio. Let's do the interview here, but still staying in the space. I want to tie what you just shared in with the feel, deal, and heal. And hopefully we'll have time to talk about personal truth and spiritual truth, because you kind of spoken to it, and because I know that was a major shift when I read that. Let's talk about feel, deal, and heal. What does that mean? Can you unpack it for us?
Yeah. And I'm going to take it to the Trayvon Martin case.
Thank you. That was my next question.
As in the inner, so in the outer, the macro and the micro are the same. That what happens on a collective consciousness level is the exact same thing that happens on the individual level. It's just multiplied. In fact, it cannot be happening on the collective unless it's happening on the individual. You can't put 10 people in a room and have a room full of rocket scientists unless they walked in the room rocket scientists. you can't have a warring nation unless the people in it are warring. You can't take peaceful people and come out with a warring nation. That if it's a warring nation, it's because the people are warring. And it's so important that we understand that, because we're so busy sometimes trying to change things at the collective level without becoming the change on the individual level. And it just doesn't work that way. So what happens with that notion of feel, deal, and heal is that you cannot heal what you do not feel. You cannot heal what you do not feel. And since the feelings are uncomfortable, so many times we try to do interventions. We try to manipulate the circumstances, the conditions, and whatnot, so we won't feel certain things, not understanding that in the prohibiting ourselves from feeling it, then we're not dealing with it. And if we're not dealing with it, then we can't heal it. It is true on the individual level, and it is true on the collective level. So if you take the Trayvon Martin case, for example, people don't understand the nature, one, of healing, and they truly don't understand politics and the court system. That in order to have the big win that you want, you have to have some losses in the front. Because it's the losses that make you feel. See, the nation's in an uproar now. If Zimmerman had been convicted, it would have been over. Folks would have been like dancing in the streets, and it would have been over. It's like that one man, so to speak, would have been brought to justice. But because he was let off, the injustice of it all is being unveiled. It's making us feel, and it's making us deal as a nation, as we grapple with, well, how can this be? And it sparks the conversation, and it keeps it going. Now, I have little doubt in my mind that justice will, in fact, be served. And I was telling people about this and explaining to them that this is no different than the Prop 8 case. We in California, everybody was all upset when Prop 8 won. And I said, just have a little patience. It's going to go down. It's just so grossly illegal. It's going, but you have to have the patience for the social justice work. And see, you don't get to the Supreme Court where the big rulings come that impact not only your case but the rest of the nation. You don't get the big rulings unless you lose. You don't get to the Supreme Court winning. Winners don't take their cases to the Supreme Court. You get to the Supreme Court from losing. Would everybody like really catch that? It's from the losing that you're able to then take it to broader and broader realms. If you win in the beginning, then it's a small win just for you. And you have to ask yourself, why are you in the fight? Are you in it just for you and to get resolved whatever it was that was the catalyst for the larger issue? Or are you in the battle for the long haul? So whatever is the big systemic issue can be addressed so that your win can be a victory for the beloved community, period. So we're having, as a nation, to feel. So we can deal and we can heal. What people don't understand about the court system is that there's two different courts. There's the criminal court and then there's the civil court. And exactly what I said was going to, you know, telling people was going to happen, it happened like the next day. It's very similar to what happened in Los Angeles with the LAPD Rodney King case. I'm from L.A. I've watched that city go up in flames more than any other city in the United States. We talk about the South, but it's L.A. that goes up in flames over racial stuff. And it was the exact same thing. Rodney King was beaten up, and the police were completely exonerated. And it blew. It blew. Where the first thing broke out, my mama was getting her hair done around the corner at the place where we normally, where I grew up getting my hair done. And it wasn't just the neighborhood thing, like Watts Riot. That thing was 900 square miles. Los Angeles rioted 30 miles east, west, north, south, each way. That thing went up. And what I know is that after the criminal court, and after the LAPD got, you know, let off, then the civil charges came in and saying his civil rights were violated. And that's where we're going to win, and that's where we're going to win big. Because the civil rights is protection from profiling, not being discriminated against for being black, you know, not being, you know, it's like all of that stuff is what's going to come up in the civil court. In the criminal court, it was just a simple kind of, you know, self-defense. Did the guy think he was in danger? You know, blah, 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 period. But now we get a chance to get with the substantive issues. And the U.S. Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department is calling for it. Now, when I was on the airplane, I was in the airport, and I saw Obama speaking out. I could only read the caption talking about this history, the nation's history of prejudice and profiling and whatnot, and say, oh, see, baby, it's on now. We need to thank that. We need to thank that court for letting Zimmerman off, because it is on now. It's on now. And I told everybody, I said, when Obama, with tears in his eyes, said, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And it was true. Trayvon looked just like Obama Jr. I said, oh, this, you can please believe this one ain't resting. So we need to chill out. We need to calm down as a nation, take a deep breath, and be very grateful that these discussions are happening. Now we have a chance to heal. Now we're going to have a chance to heal on some stuff. Because we're feeling the pain, which is making us deal with it.
Talk about a fresh new perspective. If you're just joining us and being inspired and things have been activated in you, who is this woman? This is my spiritual midwife. This is Reverend Deborah Johnson. Her website address is deborahjohnson.org. She's a visionary, an activist, author, poet, and so much more. And she truly knows how to download heaven on earth, as you can hear. And she's a blessing to the world. Let's talk about in the sacred, yes, there's a chapter on personal truth, spiritual truth. And I'm also being pulled back to something you said. You said, you know, asking ourselves, are you in it for the long haul? And somehow, even though I don't know, as I think about it, but it feels like it ties in together, because there are people who would say, well, I'm in it for the long haul, but this is America. You know, black life is never going to mean anything. Or, you know, we're the white people. This is our land. You know, people will have all their own personal truths. Can you talk to us about the personal truths and how they all come together, and which brings us, really, I know for me, support me and continues to support me in feeling and dealing and healing?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I just have to comment on that, that for all of that, it's never going to be blah, 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 blah. There's a black man in the White House now.
No, that's right.
who got elected not once, but twice. With a name like Barack Hussein Obama, whose mama was white and daddy a black African. Now, you know that's the U.S. worst nightmare. That he represents the fear, the mongrelization of the races. And when he won definitively the second time, when it wasn't just a no vote against the Republicans, when he won a second time, it's changed the face of U.S. electoral politics. Even the Republicans know it's over, that they cannot win just with the demographics that they've been dealing with, that something substantively has changed. You know, and you know, and I just got to put that out there. It's like, no, it's not nirvana, but too often what happens is that we get fixated on some particular thing that we want to see, and then we miss the progress along the way. We miss the signs that tell us that we're headed in the right direction. You know, this is true on the personal and it's true on the individual. This idea of the personal truth, spiritual truth, is very much akin to what I was saying in my opening comments when you asked me, well, who is Reverend Deborah? That our personal truth is that place of our narrative. And I want to call it just that, because our life experience is not what has happened to us, but it's how we frame what has happened to us. That becomes my life experience. And so much of life and healing and going to therapy and going into recovery or all this kind of stuff is changing the narratives.
Yeah.
We can't go back and change the facts, but those facts stop feeling like such big facts when they're seen through a different lens. Okay? So this personal truth is just that. It's the narrative. It's how we put it all together. And out of that comes my personality, my perceptions, my human capital, my education, my skill base, my sociodemographic profiles, my relationships, and all of the rest of that, and becomes a lens through which I see the world. And it's an important lens because it's our place of authenticity. And with that lens, just like a thumbprint, with that lens, the way each of us shows up in the world is going to be unique. It's going to be special. Nobody will write just like you or sing just like you or play just like you or love just like you or do anything just like you. That's our personal truth. And we have to be genuine and authentic with it, because if we try to be somebody else, it's not pretty. And if we're not comfortable with the one who looks in the mirror back at us, it's not pretty. So this spiritual truth is this place of our own personal who it is, where I am, being honest about what I'm feeling, what's going on with me, and having some compassion for the fact that we are always a work in progress. The spiritual truth is transcendent of that. The spiritual truth doesn't know about any of that and really doesn't care. It just wants to be. And it will use you just as you are. The spiritual truth, understand, it is a come-as-you-are party. It's like a blade of grass that will come up through the cement. Because life will not be denied. It's the light that will penetrate through the keyhole underneath the crack in the door, because it will not be denied. And that spiritual truth of us is transcendent, because we're not human beings, first and foremost, with something immaterial about us like a soul on the inside. It's the reverse. We are first and foremost spiritual beings who are incarnate in a body. That reframing completely shifts how we see ourselves in the world. So our challenge in life on the spiritual journey becomes the reconciliation between our spiritual truth and our personal truth, because they will often appear to negate each other. When I'm going through my personal stuff and you tell me about how spiritually wonderful I am, I don't believe you. Okay? And then the tendency is, with all that dissonance going on in my head, is to try to minimize the spiritual truth so that it fits more of my personal truth perception. So I limit my possibility. I limit who I see that I am, making it conform to the view that I have of my personal truth. But if one's going to get crammed into the other, we need to reverse it. Mm-hmm. What our spiritual truth does is it says to our personal truth, get over it. You're not big enough to ruin your own life. Mm. I don't care what you've done or what you haven't done. There's always more for you. Just lay it on the altar, give it to me, and I'll redeem it. I'll transform it so that even the worst things about your life will be part of your unique ministry, message, gift to the world if you just quit judging it. And I will use you. That spiritual self says, I will use all of you. I will use whatever. I'll use the fact that you've been incarcerated. I'll use the fact that you're a childhood sexual abuse abuse survivor. I'll use the fact that you've been an addict. You know, I'll use all of that for my glory and for the glory of everybody else if you just quit judging it. So it means we have to let go of our identity, that personal truth so identifies with what's happened. Instead of saying, no, there's a me that isn't that stuff. It just happened, but it's not me.
I have nothing else to say. you know, words are so limited. But what I feel is a deep, deep, deep gratitude for you, for who you are, and how you assist us to look at ourselves with eyes of love. And the work you're doing, and the work you've done way before many of us knew you. I am so grateful for you. Before we release you, you're doing a lot of different things. You've got a tele-series coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I do. So what we've been talking about here in terms of these books is that there's a series that's published now through Sounds True, called Letters from the Infinite, where I get these phenomenal spirit messages that come to me in the form of a letter. And so much of what I've even shared today are insights that have come through these, what I just refer to as prophetic work. They come in the first person spirit voice. And there's two volumes of this out now. The first volume is called The Sacred Yes, and the second volume is called Your Deepest Intent. And each one of them, I think, has about 53 letters in it or so. Very deep, very profound. And I'm pleased to say that it's been endorsed by some really incredible people. You know, some of my favorite people like Inyala Von Zant and Susan Taylor and Michael Beckwith. But, you know, other folks like Carolyn Meese and Christiane Northrop and Lynn Twist, and, you know, just a lot of folks, and I'm very pleased that it's had that kind of support. What most people tell me is that they just keep it by their bedside and pick it up, open it up practically every day, and wherever it lands, that's what they need. Could be just a paragraph, but it's really rich and it's very, very full. So I've been doing lately now a series on the first volume, The Sacred Yes, where we have four sessions for an hour. They're on Tuesdays at noon Pacific time. I'm here in California. The next series is going to come up on August the 20th. It'll be August the 20th, the 27th, September 3rd, and September 10th. And during these, we go through particular letters. That particular segment, we're going to be dealing with more of the beloved community. The letters that we're going to be dealing with are, in addition to our own personal growth, they're going to be dealing with how we interact with each other as a society and what is the great work that is in front of us to do. It's $97. If you go to my website for the four plus an introductory download that'll be available to you. It's www.deborahjohnson, that's the long biblical way, Hebrew way, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Johnson, johnson.org/appearances. That's deborahjohnson.org/appearances. And you'll have the information there about not only how to sign up, but how to access some of the other ones where the MP3 downloads from those are available. What I can say, which has been an interesting surprise, is that on many of these, probably the majority now, I've been getting the spirit messages live. So So we haven't actually been going over the pre-printed letters so much, the transcripts of these letters, because they come as conversations, but real-time, live. And during that process, at the end of the letter, it's opened up for questions. And people who are on the call have a chance to ask questions of, you know, spirit and, you know, to get the answers. It's been quite a profound experience. So I encourage everyone to, and if you can't get it live, sign up anyway, because the playback is available later on that day, and you'd still be able to get it and to participate. So that's starting again August, the four consecutive Tuesdays, noon Pacific time, from August 20th through September the 10th.
I strongly recommend it. You've heard for yourself, listeners.
And you know, it's interesting. When you started off saying something about committing to the long haul, I'm sure you didn't know it, but that was the last letter that we did, the last go round last week.
No, it was
the letter committing to the long haul.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I have to say something before I let Reverend Deborah fly into her other realm and continue healing people. Reverend Deborah Johnson.
Yes.
You have such hip-hop in your spirituality. It's not just the
I like that.
And the context, but it's just the rhythm. You know, you take me home in so many different ways. And I also want to tell you real quick that the feast day of Mary Magdalene was on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I consider her the first apostle. And
mm-hmm.
I believe that you are following in her footsteps.
Thank you. Wow, that's a
compliment. We're right on time having you this week for that powerful piece around Trayvon. We had a full moon in Aquarius, and on that day, Mary Magdalene was supposed to be acknowledged. And we did that through your voice and your timing. So I thank you, and I love you so much.
And you know I'm Aquarius.
See, now stop it. Now please tell me, you know.
I'm smack in the middle of Aquarius, February the 9th.
See, now look at this. Please tell me you know that you're not water. Please. Do you know that you're not water?
Well, I've certainly tried to walk on it enough.
Just because you're the water bearer.
I know. I know.
Fierce
yes.
Aquarians. I love y'all. I don't know who did that to y'all.
It's an interesting ride. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because you know I'm a spoken word artist, and I feel the rhythm. You know, I have the rhythm, and that's probably what I love the most is the poetry. Maybe I should do that sometime. You know, bring me back time, and I'll do some poetry.
Let me go ahead and schedule that. I'll be calling your beautiful executive assistant. Calling
okay.
You.
Yes.
We're going to do that. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be
and
fun.
We played Unity at the beginning of the show, too.
Okay.
Alan Joyce. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, but we'll be. Yeah. If we can
I'm
get you every day, we'll do it. You know. Oh, Reverend Deborah Johnson.
Thank you, Adnay.
Love you, welcome Celeste. I love you, Reverend D. Doesn't even express what I feel. I am eternally grateful for everything that happened, didn't happen, that made our path cross. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And let people know if this is archived someplace where they can get it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this show, same link, bring them, they can listen to it. If they just go to lifeconversationsradio.com and the link that we sent to call in as well, to bring people back to the same place. They're going to be here forever, as long as we listen to MP3.5.
Right on. And what's playing now is a song that Valerie Joy and I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Rise Above.
Rise Above.
Yes, we're doing that. I love you. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Rise above. That's all that needs to be said. I'm ready. Fly. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Check out Reverend D's website, deborahjohnson.org. Also, check out innerlightministry.com. Innerlightministry.com. I will be back live on Monday. Actually, I'm going to join a master tomorrow for Play Experience, 7 p.m. Eastern. Celestial show with be there, but I won't stop. And just come back. Let your spirit be your guide. We out of here. I love you. I bless you. I
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.